The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh my God. We were just having the most hilarious conversation. I don't think we've had anything that funny on Extra Funny ever. And then I looked up and I had not hit record. So,
okay, so stupid.
All of that was for naught. So now we're out of funny for Extra Funny. I don't have anything left.
Nope.
Lindsay took her top off.
That was extra funny.
That's why we're laughing.
Yeah. Like, that was extra, extra funny.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So we got that.
Yeah.
That whole thing, you know. But we do have something to talk about for the extra funny.
Good.
We're gonna take a survey and find out who actually has the best fries from all of the fast food restaurants in the country. Who's got the best fries? We got that, and we got just how weird people are. Weird people with a lot of money are extra weird.
Well, that is true.
Like, yeah. If you've got these weird desires and you've got the money to afford acting upon these weird desires, that's a dangerous combination.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. That dude is weird, and nobody talks about it enough. Mm-hmm. He buys a T-Rex skull. You know, people that are buying fossils for their house are weird.
Yeah.
I don't care. That guy is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he lose all of his money doing that?
I think that's why he had to sell the T-Rex skull.
He was buying up too many weird stuff. And didn't he have tax problems or something? I don't remember.
He got into a couple wives.
Yeah, financial difficulties.
That's why he's in every movie now, because he needs the paycheck.
I was going to say, is he popular again?
Yeah.
I don't. Oh.
He's in a lot of stuff.
Oh.
But not a lot of it has been well reviewed. But he's like, I need to work. I'm a weirdo.
Pay those bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm kind of in the same boat. Anybody needs me to DJ a church dance or anything, I'll do them all.
Proms,
you know, the graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
If you don't have a band that can play. I can do that. So y'all need somebody down to Chuck E. Cheese doing something? Let me know.
He's got you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll get into all of the extra funny stuff for real coming up next.
More extra funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah. We wear earbuds while we're recording the show and everything. And I'm sure I do things that, you know, that are magnified into the microphones when we're wearing earbuds that are a little bit, you know, get on people's nerves. But I don't notice the things that I do that would be getting on people's nerves and being kind of, you know, off-putting. But Lindsay is a very loud drinker.
Yeah.
And she brings these big different Stanley mugs in here every day. And now it's got ice in it that's clanging around in the microphone. Like every time she picks that up and drinks it with the microphones on.
It is so annoying, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it in mine, obviously. And I'm like, why'd I just do that?
And every time Riggins hits his vape stick while the microphone is on, it sounds like somebody's just kicked on a blowtorch. Yeah. He goes...
This is like a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Delivering good feelings to me.
And I'm like scared to move the mic away because it's like going to...
It's going to squeak badly. We got to get some WD-40. Wait, there it is right there.
Well, y'all have
it. I got to do it.
I thought Rob was in charge
of
that.
I'm not good with WD-40. I'll get it everywhere.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess I'll do it. But I haven't even noticed it nor mentioned it.
Yeah. Not once.
Do the vape. Let's see what that sounds like in the microphone.
No, I don't want to do it on camera.
What?
No, we don't want to get banned off YouTube for that.
What? Really?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
You want me to do it?
No.
Oh.
you would end up. You would end up flying through the ceiling. The amount of nicotine that's going in your system at any given time.
Yeah. I just choked trying to choke.
Yeah, you were never a cigarette smoker or anything.
No,
good for you. Mm-mm. That's awesome.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I sound like I do. At all times, I could be sick. We don't know.
Yeah.
Kids are nasty. Bringing home nasty stuff.
She did say that last week, and I was like, oh, I know I'm going to get sick just from proximity to Lindsay, whatever she's bringing in. She was talking about hand, foot, and mouth.
Yeah.
And damn polio. Like polio. Diseases you haven't heard of in 100 years.
Yeah.
They're back. It all.
Yeah, we got it all.
But is that why you were so against her coming back, Riggins?
Huh?
Is that why you were so against her coming back?
Because
you didn't want her getting sick all the time with her kids' germs?
No.
I don't think he knew at that point.
Yeah, I don't think he even knew.
So what was it? Why didn't you want me coming back?
I don't recall. I believe I called it the best programming decision TJ's ever made.
Oh, okay, good, good.
I think we're at my exact
okay,
words.
We're back.
No, if you want to know the truth. Yes.
Yeah.
You know that I'm doesn't kidding. Sound like him.
He said you stink.
I know.
He said you stink.
That could very well be. That could very well be.
He said, you come in here smelling like baby poop.
That could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Baby you're poop. Not lying. Just kidding. Mm-hmm.
If I'd have known you were going to bring all that candy, I would have been like, yes, we need to make this happen today.
I bring all the snacks, you know me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All the treats.
Your husband's going to end up hating us. Because he's going to say, ever since you went back on the radio with them, you didn't put on some poundage. What are you even doing? Just sitting up there eating candy for 4 hours?
There's something different about you.
Are you pregnant again?
Right.
Mm. So that house that they used for the movie Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Now, that was before y'all's time, that movie Poltergeist. But have y'all ever seen it?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was
bits
in the
and
80s,
pieces, but, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I was young. I think I may have been like in the eighth grade or something when that was out. But it was a rated PG horror movie. So most of them back then were Friday the 13th, Freddy Krueger, all those. They were rated R. This one was supposed to be less scary and traumatic and all of that. But people got freaked out by the. You know, the little girl and being sucked into the house and all that kind of thing. But the house just sold, the house they used for that movie, and they're turning it into an Airbnb.
Oh,
that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But are you weird if you purposely want to go and rent the Poltergeist house so you can stay in it or any haunted house like that from a movie?
Yeah.
You just, you got to be a little off kilter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Halloween super fan is like, you know, the Halloweenies, whatever they're called.
But not even, because I love Halloween, but I would never do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I like scary movies, but we're not doing it real life.
Yeah. You got to be into like going through haunted houses and ghost hunting, all that stuff.
What about how much those people pay to go to Transylvania? And spend the night in a house where, you know, they say that Dracula lived and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. Completely.
I know a lot of people that go to Salem every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've heard us. Yeah. So, and they're obsessed with like the haunted tours and.
Yeah.
But is that Salem, North Carolina, or is that Salem, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Huh.
Yeah, the witch one was in Massachusetts. We do have, we have like Old Salem.
Well, I mean, that's what I was hoping that her friends were going to Salem, North Carolina, thinking.
Where's all the witches?
They're like, where are we?
Nothing but cigarette museums here.
It was a little sleepy.
Mm-hmm. But I would never want to do that. You know, Jody, my wife would never, ever want to do any of that.
No. Mm-hmm. There's a new Dracula movie coming out this year. With Willem Dafoe in it.
I like Willem Dafoe. And I like Dracula movies.
It's called Nosferatu.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's a remake of a really, really old one.
It's called what?
Nosferatu.
Yeah. It's the first Dracula movie. So they've redone it. And, you know, Draculas, you know, they're vampires. Mm-hmm. We call them Draculas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. People are still into Halloween, scary stuff.
I know, but
This is an
for adults to be all into that. You're weird.
Ooh. I totally
you're
agree.
Weird.
TJ, you're not going to like this. It comes out on Christmas Day.
Oh, great. It wouldn't affect me any. And I know anybody that would go see that on Christmas Day is just godless. So
yeah.
Maybe I need to go stand out in front of the theater and witness to them.
Yeah.
And you go, hey, brother, there's a whole lot better for you. Don't go in there.
This ain't what Jesus wanted.
Just wait until, you know, 3 days from now.
Yeah.
And then go.
It ain't the day for that.
Yeah, don't go on Jesus' birthday to see some Dracula movie.
So not on Boxing Day either?
Huh?
Not on Boxing Day either. It's the day after.
That's that Canadian holiday.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't care about Canada in the least.
Me neither.
F Canada. That's my platform. F Canada.
Are you a family that will do Christmas Day movie theater visit? I worded that extremely weirdly.
No, we don't go out to the movies on Christmas.
Yeah, I've got cousins that do it. I always thought that was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do it.
Yeah. We're going to be spending Christmas this year in an apartment, Lainey's apartment.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's fun.
Because she doesn't get time off for Christmas. So we got to take Christmas to her.
She doesn't that's get nice. Time off for Christmas?
She just gets maybe Christmas Day and that's it.
What?
I remember those days.
Oof. Is she vice president and we just didn't know?
Yeah. CEO. Yeah. CEO Lainey. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Oh, I know.
That's nice, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. Because
that would have been devastatingly lonely, your first Christmas not being able to see your family.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And it doesn't bother me. But I think it's bothering Jody a little bit. Not that she doesn't want to see Lainey, but she said about 5 times, yeah, I'm not putting up a tree this year.
What?
Yeah, because why? I mean, I get it.
To build up for the holiday.
Yeah, but it's a lot of work to not have it on Christmas. Y'all are going to be gone.
Right. It's not.
I get it.
Because it's not like just put a little tree up with. Like, I mean, it's got to be the whole big. Mm-hmm. You know, our tree is a project. She'll decorate. She'll put decorations and stuff out. Like yesterday was fall decoration day out.
Ooh, big day.
I love that.
Yeah. There's a lot of fall stuff going on in the house now. And so Christmas is next. And she'll put a bunch of stuff out, but not the tree.
Not the
just
tree.
Too much work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. To be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we'll probably leave, you know, because we have the week off. I'm sure we'll have the whole week off. So we won't even be here. Probably days leading up to Christmas.
Right.
Be in her apartment
in
Nashville.
Does your son care at all? Has he made any complaints like, oh, I wish we could just stay home?
No, he doesn't care.
He seems chill.
Yeah, the only complaint he will have is the road trip itself. He doesn't like being in the car that long.
Yeah.
Mm, I get that.
Who does?
I don't mind it.
Nashville's not that far.
It's like 7 hours, 7.5 hours.
Oh, it's further than I would like, but yeah.
You.
But... Now, my little friend Jenny has already declared she's never driving that again. She's been to Nashville to visit Lainey several times. Every time she goes, this is effing stupid, driving this far. I'm not driving anymore. Next time, I'll drive because I'm taking the dogs and whatever.
Oh. Are they going with you for the Christmas trip?
No.
No.
No. They go home to Nebraska for that, I think. But that cat's not going to be there. I don't think the cat that made me swell up.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you hear about that?
No, her cat.
It's not hers. It's her roommate's cat.
Oh.
And I, at 55, I realized I'm allergic to cats because I had a bad experience.
Oh god.
Eyes swelled up, itching.
Oh no. Yeah.
They were gone for the day. He was letting it crawl all over me. He's like, maybe I'm a cat person. Turns out he's like.
Have you been around cats that like that close to you before? You've probably all been allergic to it your whole life.
I've pet cat. I've been around them. In passing. I don't hate cats. And then I was lying on the couch watching TV, and that one jumped up on me and was all snuggly and everything. And I was like, oh, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah.
It's like all swelled up.
Oh my god, that's funny. But not when you're in it.
No. Mm-mm. So Surely the cat won't be there when we go for Christmas, right?
I don't know.
Because the roommate's going to be gone. So surely she will have taken the cat.
Well, I wouldn't assume that. I mean, you leave cats some food and water, they're good for a while.
Yeah, I know, but now she knows that I'm allergic to it.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah.
But then I think Lainey said something about another friend of hers is going to need us to babysit her pig while we're gone.
What? Like a mini pig?
No, it's like one of those French bulldogs that looks like a pig.
Oh, I love those. Pig.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
A pug or a French bulldog?
French bulldog.
Oh, it's a French bulldog. Yeah.
They're cute.
A pig. Is that offensive to people who have them to call them pigs?
I don't know.
No, and they sound like pigs when they breathe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're cute.
Of course, you know, I don't like nothing French.
That's true.
I'll call it a freedom bulldog. That's what I'll call it.
Extra funny with TJ and Riggins.